Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Sit With Your Chest, the Candid Opinions podcast. And I am your host, SFF, Stephen Thinnes Fasonyi. It's been quite a week. Hold up. I'm trying not to be so serious in this, so maybe add some effect. However, it's been a crazy week. It's still going, and one of the things that have happened this week is I've had like a lot to do. A lot of meetings. There has been pressure from work. In fact, it's no pressure from work that is causing the pressure from work. And I've had to wear many shoes or put my legs in many shoes. And it's been tiring, overwhelming, as we can all see. What am I saying, by the way? I mean, I believe in myself, so please don't mind all of that. But it's been so overwhelming that it has brought me to my knees, or wanted to bring me to my knees. And it just got me thinking, since like, what am I going to talk about this week? Does it mean like there isn't any planning, but it's just being introspective? And it just dawns on me that, oh my God, you can actually talk about this thing that you're dealing with and how you're dealing with it, how you believe it can help people or how they can go about it, seeing how you yourself are handling this. How have I been able to handle this situation of overwhelmingness? Well, it's kind of very simple. It's an ideology, an idea, and a tip, which I called finding a shoulder to cry on or finding a shoulder to lean on. And I think it's something that I've been trained to adapt to or accept or request for when the tough gets tougher. There is when the tough gets going, but I think there are some situations where you just say the tough is not getting going alone. It's getting tougher. So whenever it gets extremely tough for me, one of the things I just do, like I just shared earlier, is find a shoulder to cry on. Because to me, it just provides succor at that time. Succor. It's succor, yes. It provides succor at that time, because I might not necessarily be finding a way to solve that solution. That's not what I need at that point. I just need comfort. I just need strength, and I need encouragement. That's what this kind of thing can actually do for you. One of the most prominent times in my life that made me see why this was important was when I was making a major transition in my career. I would be taking one of the biggest career moves and jobs I had ever taken in about 4 years. I mean, you know, all these times where you've been always about, God, I need a big break, or you're just talking to your friends and you're like, guys, I need help. I need money. I need experience. Oh, I just need that job that will give me experience. Or it might just be more than, oh, you want it for the experience or the money. You just want a change for a fresh start. And that was what I was looking forward to. But oh my goodness, it was not because of the fresh start. It was not for change sake. It was because I needed mola. I needed money. I needed cash. I needed lots of it. And this job came on a silver platter. Someone just recommended me for it. Like, there was really no interview. The day I was walking in, that was when I got, what's it called? Is it called an admission acceptance letter? Yes, I got the acceptance letter at that, like almost at that moment. Funny thing is, it's not a sole proprietorship, right? It's like a limited liability company. But one of the head of operations is very funny. So I came to the company that day and met him sitting outside. I didn't know he was the one. He wore this very simple traditional attire and slippers. So you would never in your life had imagined that this was the head of business operations. So there was this part of me that like, just pass the guy, my friend, he's nobody. But I just thought to myself, nope, let's quit. Hello, how are you doing? I didn't do that. He's quite elderly. He's from the northern tribe of Nigeria. So you just do it basic. Oh, in Akwana, yeah, yeah, you're just asking how they're doing. So I just did that in their dialect. And to get into the room and find out that, oh my God, this is the person who holds my life in his hands, I was so grateful. However, back to the story. So I got this job, and when I was told about the brief of what I was going to be handling, I was scared to my bones, to my teeth. It was so overwhelming. It was more like they were hiring cavalry. And by cavalry, I mean myself. I pride myself in whatever I do. They were hiring cavalry to come and do damage control for a project that had been ongoing, I think, for quite a while, 2 or 3 years in court. And as cavalry, you're meant to fix everything through Hail Marys. That's what people call like trump cards. So I was just meant to come in, address all their situations, and then find a lot of solutions to all of them. And my goodness, first week on the job, I was already tired, scared, overwhelmed. And I called this my friend in the midst of all the ongoing chaos. And he just calms me down and encourages me. He reminds me of how good I was in, well, I say high school, my high school days or university days. And he's like, Dad, you can't do this. Do you know who you are? Do you know what you were doing then? And he just told me that, see, you're one of the best. And everything you've gone through up until now has prepared you for this moment. It's been 20 months since we had that conversation, and I think 20 months since I've been on this job. And all I can say is I've more than surpassed expectations and met my KPIs on the job. You know, one of those times, one of the bosses from the HR team came to ask one of the expatriates how I was doing. You know, I think he was just to badmouth me, and the guy was like, yeah, he's doing good. I'm like, you don't mean it. You don't say. I felt so good, and I felt so happy for myself. Like I said, I do not think the shoulder to lean on idea is definitely meant to help you solve your problem. I think it's meant to encourage you, strengthen you, and comfort you, just so that you can keep on going, keep on moving, keep on pushing, right? Yeah, that's it.
Long ago, in a far and distant land.
Why did I do that? That's one of my favorite cartoons, Samurai Jack. Yeah, Aku. The whoever's voiced Aku must be very, very funny. But going back to the podcast, I really apologize for that. I just wanted to do that. I felt so good. However, I listened to a speaker years ago during the pandemic and during all that hullabaloo where everyone had to stay home. And he talks about how we have to find a solution to this because he feels that man was built for relationships, like physical relationships. And he thinks that people being alienated from community for a long time might not do them good in the long run. Like it will have its influences or its setbacks, yeah, on the individuals. And I think, yeah, if you ask me, I don't think I've been able to do without physical relationships. I think I love community. I love the idea of bonding, building with people, seeing people's faces. Sometimes I just go out to the mall just to see lights and see people. And when I mean mall, I mean bougie malls. I don't mean kiosks. But I love the experience of seeing people. However, the shoulder to lean on idea or ideology doesn't have to necessarily be a physical shoulder like a person. Yeah, it talks about that too. If you ask me, I think that people always help. However, they are just tips and strategies and ideologies I've coined in past to help me overcome whatever overwhelming situation or trying time I'm going through. And guess what? I'm going to be sharing all of them with you at no cost. Or like one of my friends used to say, 100% discount. Instead of him to say, I'm giving you something for free, it's like, this is how much it costs, but I'm giving you 100% discount. And I'm like, woohoo!
Yeah.
Fear with me. So funny, one of the first tips, like there are four, one of them is turning your phone off. Whenever it's overwhelming for me, it's not every time I do that because I have family, I have parents. When I mean family, I mean siblings. I never marry yet. However, I turn my phone off for a while just to shut out all the noise or any calls from that might just make me crack under all the pressure. So I shut it all down. However, if I must mention to you, I can afford to do that because I have a burner cell. I have another device that very few people can reach me on if it's important. So my family can reach me on that. Close friends can reach me on that and just know that, oh, this person is doing well. So if you have one device, I think you should probably just maybe put your phone on DND, right? But I can afford to actually just turn my phone off and keep it somewhere. I've been doing that lately. Sometimes I just turn it off, but that's mostly at night. So I just don't want to just hear anything around that time. And I think it helps because it stops the inflow of extra pressure from getting to you. So you can just focus on how to deal with the imminent pressure you are going through. Another recommendation or tip would be taking a walk. This is one of my most favorite go-tos because, one, it helps clear my head a lot. And when I think about it, being someone who has had to deal with heart issues, I read a lot on it. So my diets, bananas, apples, bananas because they give potassium. I've heard that apples, like the peels, they do something to strengthen your heart. I don't even know how real that is, but from research, yeah, it helps. And one thing you have to understand is when you are overwhelmed constantly, it has the tendency to build like high blood pressure levels. So you have to deal with that, even if for nothing, for the sake of your mental health and the sake of your physical health. So I've noticed that whenever you take walks, it really helps. That's why whenever I change houses, I'm very intentional about where I live. I'd love to live in a place where I can take walks. So maybe like an estate where I can just walk around, or like close where I can just take, even if it's short walks. Whenever I'm doing that, I have very loose clothing on, like armless sleeves that just allow air pass through my body. And that has really helped, because when I think about it, I know I've said when I think about it a lot, but when I think about it, better mental health and better physical health helps you live longer, right? My parents tell me that, see, if you break under the pressure, you will die. And if you die, the highest that will happen is that the flag will be lifted at half mast or flown at half mast. And after that, you will be replaced. You'll be quickly missed, but you'll be replaced. So that's why I think being intentional about your health and doing that by taking physical walks really helps. In fact, research shows that when you walk backwards, it just helps your mind, your mental faculties. You're able to it helps recalibrate the brain. It helps refresh it and relax it. So that's another thing that helps me. And this might not be popular. I think it should be popular, but praying is one thing that helps me. Like I said, this is a candid opinions podcast. It's not necessarily a religious podcast, not at all. However, my religious beliefs inform my decisions, and many times I'd love to share that with you. So whenever the tough gets tough or toughing, I tend to pray. And it's not a regimented kind of thing. Many times it's me just saying, you know what, I'm shutting down everything. I'm going to take a walk and I'm going to pray. I'm going to talk to God about everything I'm going through. So it's more like I'm pouring out my heart, and it's more like patch me to the communication center or the call center of GodTheKing.com. But yeah, and for me, it's very profound and phenomenal because I've had so many friends who I wanted to show up for me, but because of commitments like work, maybe like family, they could not be there for me presently at that time. And this is the benefit or the trump card that God has, I believe God has, over physical relationships. I mean, his is really more, can be more physical, even though you can't see him. But, or however, the fact that I've been taught that he's always available to hear my rants, my bants, my outpours, makes him to be one of the most trustworthy tips I'm going to be sharing, if not the most trustworthy. I think prayers have really helped me navigate the storms and the ways of life. And I believe that God is really bankable, because the Bible, which I've been trained to study and which has been used to teach me over time, says that, if God was so intentional in ensuring that he provided like a salvation plan for me to ensure that, you know what, when I'm in the great by and by, I'm still taken care of. And he even still does that on earth. It just shows that if someone can be so interested in the aftermath of your life, isn't he going to be interested about like the now? So that's why I trust him. That's why I'd always want to go to him. That's why he's my go-to. Another tip is music. I listen to a lot of genres of music. Up until 2018, I had always loved to listen to hip-hop. Funny thing is, after taking my religious life seriously, like taking the life of a believer or a Christian believer in Jesus Christ seriously, I had to tell myself I wasn't going to really listen to the likes of Tupac, Dr. Dre, Swizz Beatz, Cassidy, Fat Joe, Lil Wayne, Cash Money, Young Money, all those guys, 50 Cent. Who else? There are many of those guys. In fact, there's this favorite 50 Cent song I remember. It goes, God give me style, God give me grace, God give me style, God give me grace. God put a smile on my face, God put a smile on my face. God make me shine like the sun, God make me shine like the sun. Sometimes it feels like I'm the one, sometimes it feels ain't my fault. Funny thing is, when I had told myself that I was going to take Christianity seriously, I was good. I was like, but this guy is singing good songs now. This is a song about God. Why should I stop listening to him? And I know that this is not to criticize anyone. I'm just sharing my story. However, whenever it gets overwhelming, I listen to music, right? I listen to more of, I used to listen to classical. Yeah, I still try to do that once in a while. Sometimes I listen to like soothing music. Worship music now, like music about God, what he has done in his son Jesus Christ. Like I said, this is a candid opinion podcast, but I'm sharing what helps me sleep well at night. So my choice of music helps. I think about those who listen to like electric rock, like the damn, like no, that cannot help me. Not at all. But I think music helps calm your mind, helps calm your nerves, helps you relax, and it's really therapeutic. Another one, which is the last, is talking to a friend. Many people say that a problem shared is half solved, and half solved is a lot. I've gone through so many breakdowns in life as a result of breakups, right, or heartbreaks, and many times I just go to cry in my friends, like in the arms of my friends, but never again. Why? Why should I do that? I won't be mediocre again. I'm a hard guy. I'm joking. I'm in a much better space now, but I've learned that isolation does no one any good. It's good to have community. It's good to have people you can count on, because there will be tough times and you would need someone to be there for you. I want to say woe to you if you don't have anyone, but no, that's not it. But you should endeavor to have someone to be there for you. Because it's beyond a problem half shared, half solved. Sometimes these people are able to even just say, you know what, I hear you, I understand you, I've been there, I'm standing on my feet, and I'm proof that you also will be standing on your feet. You need them. You need them. Bonus tip, I think therapy helps. I don't know how much therapy is, because sometimes in my head I'm like, this is expensive. This is an expensive lot. However, but they're cheap ones. Not cheap ones, that they're affordable ones, I think. So if it gets to a point where like it's overwhelming, I think seeking therapy, or I believe seeking therapy will help. This has been more of one of these self-help podcasts. I've been to see it with your chest episode. I feel like it has still been, well, I still shared my candid opinions. I think I still did a good job, right? This has been another episode on the podcast titled Say It With Your Chest. And I, your host, SFF, just said it with his chest. If you feel like anything I said is not necessary, or is not true, or you feel agitated or aggravated, come and find me and beat me. If you can, I'm joking. But until next time, I remain SFF. See you on the next episode. Bye.